My name is Arnold Dallier. I'm the training coordinator for Greenville County EMS. That's a service in South Carolina. We have a fairly large EMS service that 19 ALS trucks, 60,000 calls about a year, all 911. And the situation in this particular story, I was doing a orientation class for some new employees when I had a crew come in, just burst the door open and want an explanation on a pretty significant event that they had just had. And the way the story I understand it was, they had just cleared the hospital. They were 2 minutes away from our headquarters, and they noticed that on their equipment, the monitor had a light that had come on that said service needed. So not wanting to have a questionable piece of equipment, they called the supervisor, put themselves out of service, and headed to headquarters. Of course, we all know how that usually works, and they wind up being asked by dispatch what their location was, and they were about a minute and a half away from a cardiac arrest. No one anywhere near them for the next probably 10 minutes that can get to that cardiac arrest. So they went ahead and went. They called a supervisor and told them to bring another monitor just in case because they wanted defective equipment when they arrived. They arrived on the scene. Fire department was actually doing good CPR. They hooked up their monitor, even though they had some questions about it, which later on turned out to be unfounded. It was something very minor. There was actually nothing physically wrong with the monitor. But they got down, and they found the patient in V-fib. They shocked him once, put him in a systole, continued the arrest. And from then on, it seemed like it was a pretty much routine arrest. They intubated the patient. They started an IV, gave the first-line drugs. Then there was the portion of getting him to the hospital, which, from what I understand, it was a very tight squeeze getting him out the house, down the stairs, through the yard, up some more stairs, back into the back of the ambulance. Well, they finally reached the ambulance, and they put him in the back of the truck, and they were getting ready to resume CPR and resume everything else. And they said, well, let's do a pulse check, because I think we see something on the monitor. And sure enough, they had a return to spontaneous circulation, had a great blood pressure. If I recall, his blood pressure was in the 140 to 80 range. And so, great, they had return to spontaneous circulation. They were still bagging the patient, but this time he had some purposeful movement, was biting down on the tube. And so they were only 2 minutes away from the hospital, so they put themselves en route with a supervisor in tow just in case something went wrong with their monitor. And the whole time, the monitor was working flawlessly. It was no problem. They, in fact, had a EKG strip that was probably about 20 feet long. They get to the hospital, turn over the patient, get the obligatory congratulations from the physician there and all the nursing staff. And so they go back to the truck and split the code summary. They keep that for reference, and then they were just going to give all the originals to the hospital staff. When they look down at the EKG and they notice that just at the point where the patient got spontaneous pulses back on the monitor, there was what appeared to be something they've never seen before. On the three lead of an EKG, lead one was just a systole, just as stable as it can be, but leads two and three were woven together that actually created a perfect angel with a light right above his head, like a little candlelight. We have no explanation for this. We gave it to the manufacturer, the monitor's technicians. Their clinical people looked at it as well. We had the person that services our monitors look at it. There was nothing physically wrong with the monitor. We have shown it to the physician, obviously was a little spooked, so were the folks at the hospital, and we still have no explanation other than one of those really interesting situations where there's some things above and beyond that our knowledge in the field can do, but it was obviously some sort of divine intervention that this particular person lived. And it was just an interesting story of what actually appeared on the EKG. And I do have a copy of that, and I will present it to you here shortly.
And was he was the patient all right?
The patient made it fine. We lost track of him after a couple days. I wanted to go back and find out exactly more about the family and what the situation was, but it was a pretty interesting call. The fact that they were at the right place at the right time, and some things that were obviously beyond their control were all came together for the survival of this man.
Huh. Well, that's wonderful.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSResponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.